It's our favorite moments of 2016 at Rosie on the House. The Arizona Game and Fish Department do great work all across the state. Here's one of our many updates talking through what they've been up to this year.
Jim Paxson, Special Assistant to the Director of the Arizona Game and Fish Department, joining us this morning talking about everything outdoors in the great state of Arizona. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We have some tremendous game and fish successes to talk about. Let's go down to the southeast corner of the state and talk a little bit about what y'all are doing down there.
You know, we don't do anything without the help of volunteers, Rosie, and we've been working for 3 years now down in that Elgin-Sonoyta area to help our antelope. We really had a declining situation. We got down to just a few antelope in that country, and we began to assess and found that mesquite's one of our biggest problems. Mesquite robs water from the soil and impedes grass growing around it, and it also allows some stalking cover for coyotes to get up close when they're fawning and dropping the little ones on the ground. And we had a fence problem. You know, an antelope won't go over a fence. They go under. But if a barbed wire is down close to the ground, 6-8 inches, it's impenetrable. The antelope can't get through. So with our volunteers, we've been working sections of fence, and they take the bottom wire off and take the second wire and replace it with a smooth wire, and it's 16 inches off the ground, and it'll keep calves in, but the antelope can go through.
This is one of the fastest land animals on the planet, and it won't jump a 3-foot fence.
You know, I've actually seen them jump, but it's very rare.
They don't like to.
They'll be 30, 40 there, and most of them will go under, and two or three will jump, but they are really pressed and stressed when they go over a fence.
Now, when you see them being pressed through a fence, it's amazing how fast they can go on. It's like sliding in at home plate, and then they're back up on their feet, and they're off and away. It's really pretty incredible feat to watch.
They are an amazing animal.
Man. So we are ripping out mesquites. Now, someone over in Sulphur Springs Valley has torn out thousands of acres of mesquite. There's piles of mesquite trees that are 2 stories tall and a half a mile long. I don't know what they're going to do with all that mesquite wood.
Well, at the right time, they'll probably burn them if it's not salvaged for firewood. You know, that makes mighty good barbecue and stuff. So, but we need to get that out of the way. But, you know, the problem with mesquite is if you leave one root down there, they'll sprout and come back. So you got to get them all. And it is a very labor-oriented task.
Sounds like an ongoing task.
It is. And they're trying to open up areas that used to be meadows and used to be open, and that'll help. When the antelope are fawning, they need about 2 feet of grass to hide those fawns in. And fawns don't smell. So the coyotes will be coursing through there, kind of doing a grid, casting back and forth. And if it's all grass and there's good grass cover, then we have a lot better chance of fawn success.
The fawns go undetected.
Yes, they do. And then about 2 weeks, they can get up and run just about as fast as mama does. It's just, boy, God's creation is a wonderful thing.
Well, when you study that antelope a little bit, it's built specifically for speed. Its bone structure isn't a solid bone. It's like a honeycomb for shock-absorbing purposes. And when they run, their tongue falls out and forward of their mouth, so the air they don't even have to breathe. The air just drops in their throat.
It's a scoop, isn't it?
It's a scoop. It's like a pelican.
We got that on our hot rods just from the antelope, I think.
Man. Yeah, absolutely, incredibly, specially adapted animal, and just one of the most beautiful animals that you can see in the Arizona wilds. Now, I have a question for you. Is that antelope that you're working on there, is that the Sonoran antelope?
Nope, these are the American antelope.
The Sonoran are farther to the west over...
And they are. They're 15-20% smaller. They're unique subspecies, and they're from Ajo all the way back to Yuma, on down into Old Mexico.
Okay. All right. Well, it's great seeing all that grassland recovered. Jennifer and I actually do visit Sonoyta quite often, take the horses down there and spend a weekend riding around Canela Pass and just some beautiful, beautiful areas down there.
It is. You know, we were quail hunting this last December and January down there, and every once in a while, you have to stop and take a breath if you're an old guy like me. And you get to the top, and those vistas are so splendid. You have to absorb it and take a minute to just rest and say, wow, what country.
Oh, talking about the southeast corner of Arizona, in particular Cochise County, which is what our county feature of the month is here at Rosie on the House. We're here with Jim Paxson, the special assistant to the director of the Arizona Game and Fish Department. I can't think of the southeastern part of the state without thinking of a unique animal that flies in every January, that sandhill crane.
Boy, we really are seeing a production with the sandhill cranes. They're so musical, not just noisy, they're musical, and they're so huge, and they come all at once and leave all at once. You know, we see them in December, then along about March, sometimes early April, they're all gone. They go north to their places where they nest and have their young.
But where do they summer?
Well, sometimes all the way up into Canada, and
yeah,
and even into Alaska, up into the Arctic Circle.
Okay. So a pretty big flight pattern.
Yeah, but with wings like that, you know, if you've ever watched them fly in formation, the bird in the front's taking all the wind, and everybody else is kind of sheltered. And so every once in a while, that bird in the front will rotate out, and another one will go in and take the lead. They're a very community-oriented bird. They fly in groups, in arrows, and they're just another piece of creation that's just splendid to watch. We had a crane cam this year for the first
time.
Yes,
you did.
And
I tried to put it on in my office computer, but it was so noisy I got complaints from my neighbor in the cubicle. Tell me a little bit about this Malpai Borderlands group. What do y'all got going on with them?
You know, it's a coalition of groups. Those counties down there are very small and have limited funds, limited manpower. So we try to work with them and use the tools of leverage of community. You know, the Forest Service and the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Border Patrol are all part of this coalition. But so are ranchers, the hummingbird folks, the bed and breakfast folks, the wineries, the folks who want to be involved. Ranchers are a big key to this because they own so much of the land that's non-federal. And it's working to improve the situation primarily for water, for the grass that we grow, and for wildlife.